Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. My name is Joanna. How may I help you?
Hi, Joanna. This is Betsy Ann Rameka Harrison, whatever name you have me. Do you need my email to know who I am?
Just one moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know when you're, okay, Betsy, that's Betsy underscore, not a dash, Harrison at hotmail.com.
Okay, you gave me Betsyharrison at hotmail.com?
Betsy underscore Harrison at hotmail.com. Yeah, uh-huh.
Just one moment, ma'am. It's loading now, okay? Betsy underscore
sure.
Harrison at hotmail.com.
You got it.
1 second. Okay, I have your account, ma'am. I'm showing that we just processed a refund for you this morning. How may I help you?
A refund? You just processed a refund? Why? I don't know what happened. I wrote down this so it would be clear. At 3:54 p.m. today, which is about a half hour ago, give or take, I called and I spoke to Marvin. I wrote down his name and the time. He confirmed for me at that time that I had, in fact, purchased $160 worth of credits, which was 300 credits, and that they were in my account. The reason I called him to confirm that is after I made that purchase that Marvin confirmed, I put in a message to Richard, who was one of the advisors. And it would not go. It would not hit send. It would not hit send. I went back. I looked. And though they have an email sent to me from you guys, whoever sends them, that my purchase was made and there was, it said that I only had 0 credits. So I thought, I wonder what happened. And Marvin assured me, no, I had 300. I said, all right, let me go ahead and I'll try again. When I opened up the member site, Richard happened to come up, meaning he was the featured one. Sometimes they put an advisor, they're featured, no big deal. But there was his face, the person I actually wanted to contact. There was the fact there was my account, and up top it said, you have 300 credits. Ask him. I went in, I wrote out. It took me a good half hour. It's already after 4:30 to write it out, to be clear what I was trying to ask. And there it goes, and it will not send, it will not go, it will not send, and it took me a half hour. And now I'm calling you, and you're telling me that I got a refund. I don't know what I got a refund for. I requested only to have perhaps what I paid for, to actually get what I paid for. And now, I know it's not your fault, Joanna, but if that is odd in today's world, where you pay for something and you actually get it, if that is now odd, this particular company, which you somehow have had the luck of being able to work for will win as far as how well they do this. They have some wonderful people, advisors that work there. They're really sincere and really, you know, work with people. And some of their business practices and the way some of their things are run are just a disgrace, though. And I would expect more from someone in a field where they advise people. You'd think they'd have a little more spiritual consciousness themselves. But obviously, they took the apple. Boy, did they take it. They weren't worried about the snake that was offering it. And that's not your fault. Because once again now, here I am, I just took over a half hour to try to get this message to someone who I happen to think has talent. I found some talent in this mess. And now twice today, I can't even contact him. And I've paid for that. And I guess I'm now refunded for what I thought. I don't know what's going on and why. I really don't. But there it sits, the message, and it won't go. And you said I have a refund. So, where's my 300 credits? And it says, right up top, my credits, 300. They're just sitting there. It's a nice number. They're just sitting there at the top there. I can see them right now.
One moment. I'm logging into your account now, okay? Yes, ma'am, you do have the credit. He did not disable your account so that you couldn't use the account. I mean, the credit.
Then why won't it go?
Hold on 1 second.
It's still here. I didn't close it out. I called you. I wrote the number down. It's open here.
Okay. I see what happened. He did not refund it. He processed it to make sure it was there. You called and spoke with Marvin earlier.
Yeah.
And he did tell you that if you open up your account, you'll have your 300 credits. So now that they're there, that's what you paid for the 160. You get 300 credits for $160.
Right.
So they are in your account. I'm looking at your account, and it says, hey, Bessie, welcome to your members area. At the top on the blue line, it says
I know
my
that.
Credit.
It's there, but why? So the message I just wrote and spent a half hour.
Okay,
what
message?
It's a message in my mail. Mm-hmm. Under compose, it says to Richard. If you can find that, I don't know what you have access to, whether that's confidential.
Not going to show. It's not going to show me your message and the question that you asked. But if you used any of your credits or you're trying to chat with him, at the bottom where Richard's name is, his to message him is in gold. And you can allow up to 24 to 72 hours for them to respond back.
No, you don't understand. It won't even go. The message won't go. It doesn't. I don't care when he responds.
Okay, well, I'm going to hit message and see what it says on your account because I am logged into your account. I'm just going to hit message and see what it says.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, where it says to Richard, that means you haven't sent it yet, ma'am. You had to go down and hit send.
Now, let me hit send and see what happens. While you're
okay.
On the line, I'm going to hit my button. I'm going to hit send. And it's like an inactive key. It hasn't done a thing. Nothing is moving up top. Nothing's turning. The hand is just there over the send button. The little hand. And
okay, so you'll have to try back at a different time.
But how do I hold this open? Try back at a different time.
Yeah, you haven't paid for anything yet. When your credits are deducted and you hit send, the moment you hit send and they go through, it tells you right below that, above that, 80 credits will be deducted from your account. So when you see your account go down to 220, that means your message has been sent.
I know that, but how long do I have to? I have to leave this screen open and plug it
no.
in overnight? What
no, ma'am.
Do I
you
do?
Can, you can try back at any time you choose to, ma'am. The website is open and it's available to you. To use whenever
it's
Richard
not.
Is...
This website will close. My email will close when the members, Astrology Answers, closes. It's in my members' site.
I understand. Do you know how to log in without going through your email, or do you want me to show you how to log in?
I know how to log in. I'm locked in now. I'm already in there.
So if it closed.
This is where I am. It says send, and I'm going to hit it again, and it does nothing. It's an inactive button. And I have 80 credits. Will be deducted. They're not being deducted.
Okay, did you fill out all the boxes? It says your birth time. Select your country.
Every box is filled out.
Your city.
Every box. Every box. If they're not filled out, they say they hit you. You forgot this, you forgot that. It's a computer program. They won't let you hit send until all the boxes are filled out. That part of the program is intact, as many are. It's a hard stop. It won't let you. And now it will not let me send this message. And I have never had to say, well, try again tomorrow, because the minute I leave my member's site, this message goes away. And I've just spent a half hour of my time writing it and now discussing it with you.
Yes, ma'am. Is it going to either go through or is it not going to go through, ma'am? If it's not sending, then you'll have to try it a different time. Again, you're not using any of your credits until you see they're deducted. And once it goes through, it'll process 80 and it'll leave your remainder as 220. But if it doesn't go at this moment, you'll have to try back at a different time.
Does that happen a lot where people actually just can't do something because it's just not
ma'am.
The right time?
This
it
is the first.
Happen?
This is the first.
Well, then doesn't that say that perhaps there's another problem going on?
You may be having an IT issue, but you're the first to call that in. So just try back, and then if there's
I've
an issue.
I've been calling this in if they kept a record for a long time. This has happened to me before. So we'll see.
Because I'm in your account.
It's
I don't
very,
see that
it's
request.
Very, I know you. It's very, very poor practice when you know, I'm defrauded out of stuff I can't even, I pay for it and can't
Yeah,
get.
Your credits are still there, ma'am, so you haven't used
well,
any of the credits.
Well, that's no good for me if I can't use them, is it? Because they expire in a year. I guess I could just wait and say sorry? Because that's what you're telling me to do.
Well, you don't have to wait, but again, it's the system going to either allow you to send the message or not. And right now, it's not processing to let you go through and pay for it.
All right, I will try tomorrow, after which I imagine it's better. It's somewhere else. It's certainly not going to be, it's not your fault, but it's certainly not going to be another chance with your company.
Okay, anything else I can help you with today?
No. No, that's a shame. I'm very sorry. This is what you have to do for a living. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. Thank you for choosing Astrology Ann.